Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we've been talking about courageous choices, and today we're going to talk about choosing to be a spirit-filled worker. And looking at a text that well, oftentimes it's one we like to apply to others. In context, it describes a selection that we tend to look at in a certain way. Acts 6, verse 3 says, "Brothers, choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of the Spirit and wisdom. We will turn this responsibility over to them." We often look at that passage as a selection of leaders. We don't necessarily call it that when we think about it in context, but what we view it as what in many churches we would call the first deacons, the first people chosen to serve God's people outside of the apostles and those that were responsible for the preaching and teaching. And that was the issue here. There was a group of people who felt they were being overlooked and evidently were because there was a need here. And the solution was to choose individuals who would take on that responsibility. And the apostles would say, it's not right for us to neglect the ministry of the word. And so they realized that both were important, but it required more people. It required different people doing each task. And it's fascinating that this requirement is that they be full of the Spirit and of wisdom. And so we look at that, and those are great qualities for leaders, but they're great qualities for workers. And that's really what is being chosen here. They're leading in this work, in this distribution of food. That's why often as we think about deacons, we realize the term the Bible uses isn't so much a leadership term as it is a function of what they're doing, and that's serving. Which is really what God says all leaders within His church ought to be doing because He's the actual leader. And so we ought to be serving one another. But it's a lot easier to look at that and to apply it to the selection of those who serve within the church of requiring a certain standard from them. But I also think it is good instruction for every one of us in the way that we take care of the responsibilities that we have. So it's not simply choosing Spirit-filled workers, although that's a part of it. In whatever role we have and whatever means we have to choose those who serve, I think it definitely applies within the church. We have instructions from God, from His Word, on the types of people that He desires that we would set apart for specific roles of service that lead. But what would happen if we gave those same types of considerations to other things that we choose? those who are to serve us in political office. I know we're not supposed to mix religion and politics, and that's okay, I'm not doing that. I'm talking about mixing your faith, God's word, with every part of your life. And what would happen if we had individuals leading in our communities that were full of God's spirit and wisdom? And I'm guessing most of our communities have some of those. But what if that was the normal? What if that was our criteria? What if that's who we not only sought out, but we chose? I think our communities would begin to be a little different. But there's only, well, a couple of things that are required for that to happen is, in a democracy, the majority of the people have to want that. They have to know what it looks like, and they have to choose it. But the other aspect gets probably a little more personal. For individuals to be chosen who have wisdom and are full of God's Spirit, there have to be those individuals. And you have to choose to be one of those individuals. And so, as much as it's important that we choose people with responsibilities of leadership to be full of God's Spirit and wisdom, it's important that we choose to be those people. We've talked about that a week or so ago, about the way that we all have someone following. Some have multiple people following, but we lead in some fashion or another, whether it's an official leadership position or it's just doing life. And we have responsibilities. And so much as we might like to apply this verse to others, it's like the heart of Scripture. We first apply it to ourselves, or at least we ought to. And so before we choose Spirit-filled workers, we choose to be a Spirit-filled worker. We choose to take care and take on the responsibilities of life, the responsibilities that are ours, from a position of being filled with God's Spirit and wisdom. And you may think, well, I don't really have that. I've got good news. God tells us how to get it. He says the Spirit-filled part is fairly easy. In Acts 2:38, he says that we should repent and be immersed, every one of us, for the forgiveness of our sins and the gift of the Holy Spirit. God promises His Spirit to dwell within those whose sins have been washed away, or those who are His children. Wisdom is also a gift. James says, if anyone lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously without finding fault. In other words, He provides that wisdom without making excuses for why you don't deserve it, which is a good thing. When we have things to give, we often set criteria, and because of our nature of stinginess and selfishness, we are more often to find fault with others as to why they don't deserve that gift. And God says He doesn't work that way. If you ask for wisdom, He says He'll give it. Now, at least in my experience, the unfortunate part of that that we don't like so much is usually it comes through experience, and we often learn best through failure. And so he takes the troubles of life, the trials of life, the disappointments and hurts of life, and he uses those to teach us, to fill us with a wisdom that we would not have otherwise. And so we choose to be Spirit-filled workers in all of our responsibilities. And as much as we like, and I talked about this a couple weeks ago in a sermon about having the courage to lead, is we like to get to that end part of leading as directing people and kind of being the boss. But in God's kingdom, living on this earth as kingdom citizens, his view of leadership for us is that we serve, that we're responsible, that we care for people, that we help people, help them to grow. The Bible gives a list of specific gifts that we often look at as leadership gifts. He talks about pastors and evangelists and teachers and others. And he says they have these gifts to prepare God's people for works of service. They have these gifts not in order to do all of the work that needs done, but to help others learn to serve. Now, how do they learn to serve? Well, it's generally not so much by telling them they need to, but by showing them how. By being that example. When these seven men in the book of Acts were chosen to serve the needs of food distribution to widows who were being overlooked, it wasn't that they were assigned this task because no one wanted it. It wasn't that they were assigned this task because the leaders didn't want to serve. They were serving, and they were overwhelmed, and they needed help. And when you choose to be a Spirit-filled worker, you also take on the responsibility of helping to train others, because your work will be more than you can do on your own. You will need not only God's help, but you will need to prepare others to take on similar tasks, and perhaps even to help you with the specific task that you're working on. So as much as we would like to look at Scripture and say our leaders need to be of this standard, they need to be Spirit-filled and full of wisdom, we get those because we're it. We have those to choose from because we choose to be those. In whatever responsibility that God gives you, whether you view it as great or small, choose to be a Spirit-filled worker. Allow him to make the most of the responsibilities that you have. I think many times we want something bigger, but, well, we're not so willing to be faithful with the little. And God says, who will trust you with more when you can't be trusted with little? And we learn. And we grow. When we act like the Spirit-filled workers God has called us to be. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself. Your love has given us work to do. Your love fills us with all that we need to accomplish those tasks. God, today, as we consider what it looks like to have Spirit-filled workers who are full of wisdom, and as we think about that being criteria for those that we choose as leaders, as servants in our communities, in our churches, may we see the necessity of being that ourselves. Of not just applying that standard to others, but to pursuing God in such a way that we become those Spirit-filled workers who are full of wisdom. May we see and hear and understand your calling to us to live and walk and serve by the power of your Spirit with wisdom that you provide freely. May we as individuals be those who serve with wisdom. Those who take on and accomplish our responsibilities from a position of being filled by your Spirit so that what's accomplished makes Jesus more known and more desirable. Father, today as we live life, as we gaze into your word, may we be comfortable with the changes that you call us to make. May we become more comfortable with the transformation that is taking place. May we grow in the Spirit. May we grow in wisdom. And may we apply those, each of those characteristics, each of those attributes to how we work, to how we fulfill our responsibilities, to how we lead in such a way that we serve. And as we apply those in greater ways to ourselves, may it change us and may it motivate us to see those same qualities in the workers we would choose, in the servants that we would choose that have leadership roles. And Father, as we live life today, representing Jesus, may we make the most of every opportunity to lift him up, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning, a devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.